New court documents tonight reveal a high-stakes fight in the case against Nick Reiner. He's the 32-year-old son of actor and director Rob Reiner, who's accused of killing his parents last December. Reiner wants a judge to order the release of money from his trust fund. National correspondent Carter Evans is here to explain how that fund might be used for his defense. Carter.
Well, good evening, Matt. Nick Reiner's trust fund is worth an estimated $1.5 million. And today his legal team filed a petition requesting access to that money. Now, Reiner's attorneys argue he was entitled to receive half of the trust when he turned 30, but that never happened. Reiner is now 32. In the court filing, Reiner's attorneys say the trustee who manages the fund knew the payout was never made, but is still refusing to release the money, citing concerns regarding Nick's capacity to make sound decisions. Now, Reiner says he needs the money to help pay for his legal defense in his murder trial and to fund his commissary account while he's in prison. The newly filed petition suggests money may have already played a role in the defense. High-profile defense attorney Alan Jackson initially represented Reiner, but withdrew from the case. And the documents reveal Reiner sought trust distributions to potentially bring Jackson back onto the case. Reiner is currently represented by a public defender. A judge will now decide whether the money must be released, and if so, under what conditions.